Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast, sponsored by WebSpy. It's July 26, 2010, and this is episode 252. Well, due to my moving apartment last week that I mentioned a few weeks ago, I wasn't able to get an episode out last week. Although I had my new office come studio set up just about, and I was ready to record actually on Thursday, last Thursday, I found that the mic stand that I've been using for years wouldn't attach to my new desk, so I had to get a new mic stand before I could record, and so here we are, exactly 1 week behind. It's really nice to have my own space to do the podcast now, though. You might be able to hear a little bit more echo than you usually have been. It's a much roomier space in which I'm recording. But also, my wife no longer has to sit really quiet behind me with earphones in watching TV anymore. So it's nice for her, for me to be able to record in a different room as well now. Once I have everything unpacked and something to show you, that might also help anyone setting up an office space, I'll do an episode on that. Today, though, I'm going to relay the backstories of the now 5 winning images from the June assignment on the theme of cityscapes. Before we jump into the main topic, I'd like to say a huge thank you to our sponsors, WebSpy, the Internet Monitoring Analysis and Reporting Specialist. Please do tweet the support message if you use Twitter. If you go to my blog at blog.martinbaileyphotography.com, there's now a link underneath the WebSpy tile that will automatically tweet the message. Thanks to @WebSpy for sponsoring the @MartinBaileyPhotography podcast. Or you can just type that in yourself if you prefer. Either way, I really appreciate your help in showing support for our sponsors, WebSpy. While you're at the blog, you might also want to click on that WebSpy tile and check out their products. And don't forget to use the discount code MBPWSY for a 10% discount on anything that you buy. Note that from the June assignment voting, we changed the number of votes that each member can assign to images from 3 to 5 based on the community feedback. Because of this, I'm also going to change these assignment backstory episodes to discuss the 5 images, not just the top 3, as long as I actually receive a backstory for each, that is. This month we have 5 great stories from 5 great photographers, so I've been looking forward to bringing you this episode. Note too that to view the images that we discuss, you'll need to subscribe to the enhanced version of this podcast in iTunes and view the images in iTunes or on your iPhone or iPod, or you can go to my blog and see the images embedded in the full transcript for this episode. So let's jump in and take a look at the 5 images with backstories. First up is Steve Martin's backstory for the image City of Monuments. When the assignment was announced, I knew I wanted to present a cityscape of Washington, D.C., where I live a mere 30 minutes outside of. And I wanted to highlight the monuments which the city is known for. The 3 monuments in the image are, left to right, the Lincoln Memorial, the Washington Monument, and the US Capitol. Although these monuments are actually separated by about a mile each, I used a long focal length, about 250mm in 35mm equivalent, to make them appear right next to each other. Initially, I thought that doing an HDR composite would work best, but in the end, I felt the straight single exposure looked the most pleasing and natural. It was captured at 50 minutes prior to sunrise to get the red morning sky along with the monuments lit up. The monuments are lit by artificial light between sunset and sunrise. I processed the image initially in Lightroom with a round trip to Nik Color Effects Pro to adjust the balance, color balance, and Nik Viveza 2 to boost contrast and structure a bit. Well, Steve, thanks for taking the time to get to this spot at such a beautiful time of the day and for the detailed explanation of the monuments. The pre-sunrise sky is beautiful with the layers forming in the wispy cloud cover, and the work that you did to the image in the Nyx software plugins has probably helped to make this a very pleasing image. Of course, I haven't seen your HDR version, but I'm glad that you went with this version. I've nothing against HDR at all, but I think that this is just so natural, I can't imagine how you could have improved it. Your choice of the long lens to stack the elements works well too. All in all, it's a very well planned and executed image, so congratulations on fifth place, Steve. Next up, in fourth place, is Forrest Tanaka's backstory for his image, Beyond the Gate. I knew I wanted to include my favourite landmark in the world, the Golden Gate Bridge, in your cityscapes assignment, and I had the perfect idea, an unusual view of the city of San Francisco seen below the deck of the bridge. I'm pretty sure there's only one accessible place to experience this vantage point, the Kirkby Cove campground near the north end of the bridge, not far from the town of Sausalito. After a client had postponed an evening meeting at the last moment, I decided to use that time to try to get this shot. I drove to one of the many vista points along the Kunzelmann Road in the Marine Headlands, then hiked the mile down to the campground. I set up my tripod as the sun set, then discovered that I left my flashlight in the car. The dirt road I hiked on would be in pitch darkness if I went back too late, so I decided to leave during Lordical twilight. I got some shots I liked before leaving, but the ambient light was a bit stronger than I liked, and the incoming fog was higher than the towers of the bridge as I headed back in the near darkness. As I got near the top of the trail, I found the most beautiful view of the bridge I'd ever seen. The fog had descended to just cover the tops of the towers, and the lights on the bridge were lighting it as well as the water below. I once again set up my tripod and got two shots, and then felt compelled to stand there for a while to appreciate the view. I've seen and travelled on this bridge countless times in my life, but it never fails to surprise me in its beauty. The view from the campground would have fit the assignment better, but I couldn't resist entering the shot from the higher up where the city is just visible beyond the and above the deck of the Golden Gate. Well, this is an amazing image from an amazing photographer, and a fitting backstory too, so thanks very much, Forrest. I really like the view that you captured here, and the mist on the top of the towers really does add so much. The golden reflections on the water and the gold colours of the towers really make this amazing structure live up to its name. I've never been to the Golden Gate Bridge, but my brother bought me a silk wallet from there when I was small, maybe 8 years old, and I always wanted to visit after that. Your image and eloquent description of your own feelings for the bridge has made me want to go even more. Other things than that I like about the image is the way the totally black negative space in the bottom left corner gives us a nice anchor point for the bridge. And I love the way it's almost mirrored with the same size triangle of deep purple in the sky in the top right opposite corner of the image. It really is a memorable photograph, Forrest. Congratulations. So as Dan Newcomb sets off on his Alaskan adventure, his brother David has stepped in to sweep third place with his first entry, Home by the Sea. And here's the backstory. Hi group, here's my backstory for my third place picture, but first my story. I'm Mr. Nikon's twin brother, and this is my first photography group. We both got interested in photography way back in high school. Since then, I gravitated towards video and he stayed interested in still photography. I'm a cameraman at a local TV station in Vancouver. About 2 years ago, we both started shooting time-lapse videos using DSLR cameras. It was a good mixture of video and still photography. Our time-lapse video on YouTube just went over 1 million views. Well, I'm just going to jump in before we go on with David's backstory here. First, David, I did want to welcome you to the community and congratulations on your Vancouver City video breaking the 1 million views mark. Most people in the community have probably already seen it, as Dan talked about it in a round table that we did a few months ago. But I'll embed the video in the blog post here from YouTube. And also, I'll put a link in the show notes for those of you that don't come over to the blog. But please do check it out if you haven't already done so. It's an amazing work of art. Here's the rest of David's backstory, though. Now that I have a decent camera, I grab a picture here and there. I can recognize a good one when I see it, but the assignments are tough. It really makes you think and experiment. I have no idea what to shoot for this month. Photography is a great hobby, and the best part is my 13-year-old daughter is interested in photography too. Last month, she joined the group thanks to Mr. Nikon, who lent, and then gave in parentheses, her one of his cameras. Now, the backstory for the picture. I took a bunch of pictures and some panoramas in the last week of June. I did a night shot of Vancouver's skyline plus a sunrise shot and merged them together. I was going to submit that one until I read the rules saying that pictures had to be taken close together. Most of the panoramas were too small when resized to 800 pixels wide. I took the one that I submitted just before going into work at the station. I worked the graveyard shift from 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. During those hours, it's usually death and destruction stories and difficult to shoot creatively. Still, photography is a nice outlet. This night, I went out onto a dock that I'd never gone down before. It was a still night and the water was calm. The sun had just gone down and the lights in the buildings were turning on. It was a great view in all directions, so I decided to try another panorama and shot 20 overlapping portrait images, making up a 180-degree picture. I put into Photoshop CS4 thinking it would turn out too wide again, but this time it filled the frame better. The buildings seem to be at odd angles, but I think it works. I think it works too, David. Thanks very much for posting this. The water really is very calm, forming very nice reflections of the buildings. When I first saw this, I thought it was probably just a wide-angle shot, maybe shot with around a 14mm lens, until I read your comment about it being a whole bunch of images stick together. I really like how you can see the same dock on both the left and right side of the image. I also really like how there are two similar shaped boats, one very large in the foreground and then one much smaller next to it but in the distance. The blue colour in the sky and the reflected water is very nice too. Setting off perfectly the golden colour of the city lights. This is a great way to enter the community, David, and I've seen your daughter's images coming in too. All I can say is that I'm pleased that we just switched the voting so that we now vote for 5 images and not 3, because once Dan comes back, the newcomers would probably be taking all 3 of the top places. Okay, so moving along, here's Omar Gonzalez's backstory for the second place image, Apocalyptic. Since I work in New York, I thought I would have countless images to choose from. Instead, I spent the entire month taking pictures of the entire skyline, street canyons, and interesting architecture throughout Manhattan. Nothing felt right. It was only in the last week that I decided to look in the one place that I'd forgot to look, up. I remember Martin saying in one of his podcasts, turn around and look up once in a while. I got this shot on the way to work, somewhere near Central Park. The clouds were incredible. When I got home, I converted the image to sepia and I liked it, but something wasn't quite right. I flicked the image upside down and voila, it felt better. The image reminded me of the streets downtown New York on the day of 9/11, hence the title. I was caught up in the huge cloud of debris that day, and the sky in this shot reminded me of one of the things that I saw as I ran. My vote for first place under construction was a no-brainer, as it also reminded me of that infamous day. Again, thanks to all of you. Well, thank you very much for a thought-provoking backstory, Omar. Flipping your image and the conversion to sepia was, you know, it worked incredibly well. The sepia conversion may be a relatively natural decision, even though it's one that, you know, may well have been overlooked. But having the vision and forethought to flip the image is incredibly important. It could well be what got you the second place and the, you know, a pretty close to the first place, as we can see from the scores. I think the cropping of the building that is now at the bottom of the image is perfect, and the way none of the lines are really straight gives the viewer a freedom that they would simply not have if you'd straightened up the lines at all. The sky is exquisite, as are the reflections in the building to the left. You can see the beautiful reflections of the sky there. Overall, it's an incredibly powerful and beautiful image. I'm really pleased to hear that we got you out shooting all over New York in June too. That really is what it's all about. So congratulations on an amazing resulting image, Omar, and I just think it's very, very well deserved. And talking of well deserved, Elise Angie, and I hope I'm pronouncing your name something like there, Elise. Elise came up with an image for the Cityscapes assignment that, in my opinion, belongs up there with some of the classic images of all time, and I'm not just blowing smoke here. Let's first listen to Elise's backstory for the image Under Construction. Not living close to the city, and with very early sunrises and very late sunsets in June, it seemed unlikely that I would get a dramatic shot of a city like those seen in many of the great images this month. New York City seemed to be the place offering the best opportunities. After doing some research, I mapped out a walking tour, took a day off work and rode the Staten Island Ferry into Lower Manhattan. The stop at the Winter Atrium, a 10-story glass-vaulted pavilion, resulted in my best shot of the day and the month. The interior of the building is awesome, but the cityscape view was from the glass panels at the rear of the building overlooking the World Financial Center. There was no interior lighting to cause unwanted reflections and only a small amount of foot traffic in the area at the time. The curvature of the building is noticeable in the unparalleled line of the glass. As the shot was handheld, a slight leveling was necessary, but otherwise it's uncropped. An increase in contrast and sharpening would needed to bring out the building and equipment details from behind the glass. The conversion to black and white and the lone observer set the mood for the image. Thanks again, Martin, for hosting this challenging theme, and to WebSpy for sponsoring his great website. Well, Elise, you said that this was the best image of the month, and I've seen your work and know how good it is, but I personally think that this is one of the best images that I've ever seen. I totally love it. The composition with the walkway forming a base and the man looking out of the window at the construction are perfect. You don't even have to see the man's face to know, you know, how thoughtfully he's looking out at that site. From a relatively small space, you've managed to capture a huge scale of the reconstruction and yet a touching human element reminding us of the sadness of the location. Your contrast and black and white conversion topped this off beautifully. I was gobsmacked when I first saw it and moved every time I come back to this image. I'm not one for entering competitions myself, but I think that you should find the most prestigious photography competition you can enter and get this image in. Make sure that it's not one of those unscrupulous competitions that wants all the rights to the image if you win, That, you know, just ignore that sort of competition. And this is just general advice to anyone thinking of entering competitions. Ignore those sort of competitions without, you know, any worries at all. Just they're not worth entering. But if you can find a good competition to enter that does not try to take rights of your, over your images, then I'd be very surprised if you didn't scoop first prize there too. This really is an incredible image. Congratulations on the capture, and one so deservingly taking first place. Remember all that the June assignment was the first of six assignments from which the five entrants with the most accumulated scores will receive one of the five prizes that I and our kind sponsors WebSpy have made available. I'll put a link into the show notes to a blog post with details of the prizes, but basically they're a Sony Alpha NEX camera, some X-Rite color management tools, and my own fine art print and a folio of your choice from my collections. Thanks so very much to all of you that took part in the June assignment, and for those of you that took the time to vote. There's only a few days left to get your symmetry images in for the July assignment, but I hope you've had a chance to capture something, and most of all, had fun doing so. A quick reminder that I'm steaming ahead with the preparation for my Color Managed Digital Workflow seminar that I'll be holding in the X-Rite Japan offices on August 7th, in just a few weeks' time. We still have spaces open too, so if you'd like to join us, see details on my workshops website at www.mbpworkshops.com or drop me a line at workshops@martinbaileyphotography.com for details. Thanks for listening today, and thanks again to our sponsors WebSpy for sponsoring the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast and the Photography Assignments. Remember that you can find me on Flickr and Facebook, as well as Twitter, and of course my blog and the Photography Forum. All links are at the top page at martinbaileyphotography.com, so drop by and check that out. I'll be back next week with another episode, but in the meantime, just have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye-bye.
This is Dave Warner, and I'm the host of the LensFlare35.com podcast. Each week I bring you interviews with some of the top photographers using digital SLR cameras. They share some of their coolest tips and tricks, techniques, and news about what they're up to. So please take a moment to visit the website or subscribe to LensFlare35 on iTunes.
The Martin Bailey Photography Podcast is a proud member of the Photocast Network. Find this and other great photography podcasts at photocastnetwork.com.